CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what is up, everybody? You are here back at the Millennial Gen. So thankful for you all joining us today. It is another spectacular Friday, and my goodness, have we got an incredible show planned for today. Can I just say, our guest list is completely diverse, and I am so excited for this one. So, starting off, we have an amazingly talented Afro-jazz artist. And then once after that, we have a young and up-and-coming artist making waves, who will be giving us a freestyle towards the end. Pretty excited for that. He's making some gang signs in the back there. And then lastly, we have Archie from Bigfoot Wild Boy, up-and-coming South African clothing brand. He hasn't arrived yet, but you know what? We are going to keep our hopes up. And if not, then my boy, Dennis Sau, who is joining us from Geek on Fleek, will be more than enough, more than happy enough to give us some content. Yeah, Dennis, what's up?
What's up, everyone? Glad to be back on the show again. Yeah, I'll just be doing what I can to help out the fellow geeks out there. And if you're not interested in geeky stuff, maybe I might put you on. But I'll be talking about Avengers, Deadpool, Infinity War, all of that. Just keeping you guys posted on what is happening in the world of geekiness and all things great in that industry. But yeah, I'm very excited to be on the show. And yeah, I can't wait to keep it going.
Sweet, man. Thanks again for coming, you know, helping us out.
It's family, man.
Of course. Speaking just of millennials quickly, we are pre-releasing our t-shirts. My boy Dennis just copped two of those. Thank you again for that.
The support the family
means so much. Thank you again. And yeah, you can catch those drops on the Millennial Gen Instagram at the Millennial Gen. You can just, you know, fly up onto there and you can see what the prices are and when they're dropping. So, without further ado, moving on into the show. Zithi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You're laughing because I got your name wrong, didn't I? Oh my God. Yeah. Every time. I was close, though.
Yeah, the Z is there. That's good enough.
Perfect. So, you are our Afro jazz artist.
Yes.
I'm very excited to hear what you have for us today. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what got you into this Afro jazz.
Zete is a 25-year-old musician from a small town of Mpangeni, which is in KZN. I studied music in UKZN University in KZN, and I majored in jazz studies. And what else did I do? Oh, and then I finished. Yes. And then in 2017, I entered a competition called Vodacom Next Level. Fast forward, I won the competition.
Oh, nice.
Fast forward from that, I started recording music because then I had money to record music, sort of thing. So, yeah, I think that summarizes things. Yeah.
That's cool. So you represent KZN in a big way?
In a very big way, yes. Okay.
No, that's cool.
Yes.
So what got you into Afro jazz? Like, what drew you to that genre?
So, actually, funny thing is that my mom used to force me to sing, actually. I actually initially didn't like singing. I wasn't so keen about it. And then before that, my dad, my late dad, used to play like a lot of music. So your Che, your Celine Dion, your Brenda Fassie, all of them. It was like a wide range of music, which confused the hell out of me. And then when I decided that I want to go study music, you get there and then you have to decide what genre you want to study because you can't just study everything.
Mm,
you
know? Sure.
There's like pop, choral, and whatever. And then I was like, okay, let's give jazz a try. It just made sense with everything that I had and all the knowledge that I had at that point.
Yeah.
Just throw it down there. Then after studying jazz, in varsity, of course, it's an academic place.
Yeah.
So it's deep jazz, you know, your Sarah Vaughan's back in the day jazz. And then after that, I remember in third year, I was like, okay, with everything that I have, what am I going to do with this combination of this background that I have, where I'm from? I mean, I'm Zulu to the core, you know, and all of that. And it just, when I started writing music and I started experimenting, I just found myself, because of all those influences, drifting that side.
So you kind of appreciate what your parents forced you
into. Yes, actually, yeah. Yeah.
I fucks with that a lot because, like, when my parents forced me to go to university, I mean, I wanted to go to university either
Everybody
way.
Goes to university, what do you mean? I'm kidding.
what I was getting at is after my first year, I really wanted to drop out because, you know, I felt like it wasn't for me. Not just university as a whole, but just especially what I was studying, which was film. And, you know, they really forced me to stay on my second year. Mm. And I honestly must say that I am grateful for that, because it really did give me, you know, a much deeper understanding of the craft.
Yes.
Going into like further studies into like second year and third year, and now I really am enjoying it, so I can definitely,
you know,
it.
I think sometimes parents see potential that we are unable to see from ourselves. Obviously my mom wouldn't just force me to sing at graduation parties and weddings if I really sucked as a singer. I don't think my parent would deliberately embarrass me in front of like hundreds of people.
That's true. I mean, we hold thumbs.
Yeah, hopefully. But you know, it's because maybe she heard me sing in the shower, singing somewhere, maybe singing along CDs, and she was like, "Oh wait, you know, she's good at this." She probably regretted when I wanted to study music. But I think parents potentially sometimes make or break us.
Yeah.
Because they do sometimes force us to do things that really aren't meant for us. Guys, let's stop talking about our parents. Hey, boo.
Yeah. I've always wanted to ask, like, moving away from parents.
Thank you.
Like, in terms of, like, artists, because I know it's a very, it's a personal feel. Like, what you do comes personally. What makes you feel good about what you're singing about or what you represent?
Most of my music, so I have an EP right now out with 5 tracks, and most of my music I talk about self-worth, womanhood, believing in yourself, you know, being fearless, and, you know, and we are in an era in South Africa where women are the forefront, you know, we all for women, and even after Mamwini passed on, it just got even bigger and exploded, and my timing was right for marketing. I know that was so random.
We need one of those fucking hype buttons.
Please.
Like, it's been the biggest struggle to actually get them. Sometimes we have a speaker with a phone.
No, you don't just. Nah. But those are my inspirations. And I mean, my mom plays a big part in my life. Women play a big part in my life. And I believe, like, most musicians write about things that they personally go through. It's easier that way. You're not just, you can't tell us about chocolates when you literally have never had a bite of chocolate, you know.
Word.
You know? You know? So it's personal experiences, something that I'm excited about. I can't write sad music for the life of it. And I think that's what happens when you go through the journey of being a musician. You discover all those things about yourself. And, you know, the fact that you love music doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a musician.
That's true. You can
and,
be involved in something
you know,
else,
that's what Varsity helped me with, to discover all those things about myself. To discover, oh, this is the sound I want to do. Okay, I'm actually not good at that because nobody clapped for that. Okay, let's try something else. You know, and I think that's what we're going back to this, but that's what also Varsity does for you. Mm. It gives you, instead of you jumping straight, of course our life journeys are not the same, but instead of me jumping straight from high school and then somebody discovers me, it gave me a chance for me to discover myself, you know, and know what I'm about. You know, you could tell me that the interview's at 3, I'm like, listen, I will arrive at 10 past 3 because you told me today. You know, he didn't do that, everybody. But those are the kind of things you learn in Varsity, and you learn independence, and not people cannot just move you around and all of those things.
So I mean, like with Varsity, because I know your passion, you normally do it, and the money comes, or the rewards come from it, because you're like, okay, this is my passion. I'm not doing it for the money. I'm just doing it because I love it.
For
when
sure.
you go into the industry of like doing it through, you know, tertiary education, do they promote to say, okay, like still stick to your passion, or is it more of this is your job? Like you're gonna be doing like, is there a bit of a like a
balance?
Varsities
are not the same. But big percentage of varsities are still slacking on the business side of the music industry. Hence, we are such a mess.
Yeah.
So it's up to a person usually to say, okay, let me just take a short music business course, you know, or let me just take time to actually find out about that. And I'm such, thank goodness somebody asked me about it, because I'm such a fan of that. You actually even arrive at interviews and people just ask you about the music. It's not a bad thing. But for someone sitting at home and still striving to be a musician, how do they fix that image, you know? Yeah. And those are the kind of things. Some people are really not that great musicians, but their marketing strategy was just amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were just like, who is this person who keeps popping up in my timeline? You know, but they just sponsored their post. Do you know that some people don't even know that you can just sponsor your post just for a bigger audience to see that?
Yeah.
Because those are the kind of things we need to be teaching at Varsity now, because that's where we are with the world, you know, we technology world and
Definitely.
Whatever.
Social
and
media plays a huge part.
And you'd think it's something that they'd start involving in music courses or whatever courses. I mean, we could go to Varsities right now and just search around. Very few, if not probably only marketing, covers that aspect of teaching about technology and whatever. So I personally took it upon myself because I wanted to make money. I am a freelancer, so this is my bread and butter. Joburg flats are flipping expensive. So,
so true.
I had to make a plan.
Yeah.
So I took it upon myself, you know, get your invoicing right. Get a logo, you know. Yeah, sort out your things, you know.
Be when more somebody, professional, yeah.
You know, be professional. Yeah. Have your email on your phone so you can answer immediately, you know. Yeah. Have a nice signature at the bottom of the email that, okay, even if you're not answering email, can I be able to call you now if I say, there's a gig now.
Yeah.
But if you just send me an email and that's it, I have to wait for you to reply to that email? You know, there's just little things that we miss as musicians that we need to fix. And Varsities don't cover that. It's really a personal thing. You know, Cliff Central can sponsor me and I write a book about it.
Just a young
just putting out there, you know, whoever's listening.
No one listens to our show.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, we do well for ourselves. So no, that was some fire bars that you spat right there. Like, yeah. I think a lot of people definitely took away some, you know, some good information from that. So thank you. Thank you for that. But I think it's time to, you know, move into the music.
Yes,
the part that everyone has been waiting for. So I've got two songs here that you have given me.
Yeah.
What are they? So
I was going to say MP3s.
Actually, they're MP2s.
Wait. I fell for that. I'm so mad.
Well done. Okay, well, we have Zazie.
Yes.
And Ukuthula.
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 Yes.
Okay.
Clearly marked it in the Zulu at school.
I actually,
the irony
in the
house.
I got 70% for a Zulu test.
Wow. Look at you.
Look at you.
It was a great six, guys. Come on. Fuck. So, which one?
We can start with Zazie. Zazie was my first single.
Okay.
Cool. It was something that I released. It talks about knowing yourself, self worth, knowing your past, your present, and definitely knowing where you're going.
Nice.
So,
okay.
And sure,
I'm
it is 100%
yeah,
in Zulu.
100%. Okay, perfect. I'll know exactly
what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And here is Zazie.
Ukuthi uthembe, 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 ukuthi uth
That was hot. No, I liked it a lot. You have a stunning voice.
Thank you so much.
Take it from me, from someone who hears a lot of artists wanting to come onto the show. You were the one we picked, girl.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
You're definitely doing KZN proud.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
100%. Thank you.
So that was sung in Zulu.
Yes, it was sung in Zulu. Yes.
So, what did it mean for you? Why did you write that song?
So, this song actually is the same song I sang at the finale of the show.
Oh, okay.
So, cool. And I wrote it within the midst of the show. I was going through a lot, okay, in that show, because
the most
because I felt like my character. Myself being a musician was very shaken.
Okay.
And I had to learn to stand ground, you know, and because here's the thing about the music industry is that, for one, you're not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Not definitely. Everyone will like you. I mean, we don't all like Jesus. Imagine. So who are you?
Yeah.
So, and I had to come to terms with that, with the fact that this is what you do. And sometimes you'll give it to somebody and they'll just go,
what's this? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's going on?
Definitely.
Okay. And then a hip hop track will come up after that and they'll go ballistic. Yeah. And then you just like,
them.
But I studied for 4 years for this. You know?
I just made this up last night.
And you literally just woke up, yeah, and it's a hit.
Yeah.
You know? So this song was literally made when I was going through that uncomfortable phase of my career, and you know, right now I know that I make dope music. You can't tell me Jack. You know?
No, for sure. Like,
I'm like, it's okay, boo. It's okay. You know,
you don't
do
know
you?
It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And for me to reach that, I had to go through a phase of like trusting my dopeness. Like,
yeah.
You know,
like
believe trusting in yourself. And it's a very important thing as an artist to go through, whatever art form you're doing. I'm not saying when you suck and then you keep telling yourself that you're great. And then we keep telling you're singing off key, and then you're just like, but I'm dope. But you need to stand ground. I mean, we have a lot of artists. I'll take a very big artist right now in SA, Casper. Mm. And you know, there's a lot of two sides of him.
Yeah.
Some people think, what the hell is going on? Why is he so rich? You know, why?
The
and then there's
fans.
And there's a big following that's saying Casper is dope.
Yeah.
And the reason Casper is making a lot of money is because he's trusting in his dopeness.
Yeah.
He knows that he's dope. You can tell him whatever you can tell him, but he knows himself.
You gotta work it.
You know? And that's what
that was so weird.
And like, that's what attracts brands also. That's why
that's
brands
true,
want
sure,
to work with
sure.
you, because they're just like, we want that confidence to be, you know, to be given
but
to
our customers.
But if
you're a performer, you can't not be confident.
You know? Yeah. And speaking of that, that's like my favorite thing, you know, and out of this world, because people are pirating music like there's no tomorrow. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
literally, if you don't have the performance thing in you, you're going to go through a lot.
You're going to struggle. Like with your... This EP, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you particular in keeping the style like very Afro? You don't want it to change to anything different? You want to stick to what you are proud of? Or do you find yourself at some stage, maybe 5 years from now or a few years from now, like experimenting with other types of music?
Funny enough, the song that we're going to play next is totally different from what you guys heard. But you can still hear that, this is an Afro jazz musician, whatever. It's a house track. I won't spoil it for you. But I love doing collaborations. I like experimenting. Of course, there's things that I don't want to do. Like, I don't see myself doing rock, you know?
Yeah.
I will sound totally weird and probably off tune for rock, you know? But no, I don't want to box myself to Afro jazz.
Yeah.
You know, this is my first material out.
Yeah.
And I'm so young, I still want to open myself up, you know, to a lot of other opportunities. Yeah.
But
so,
like, quick question, like, not like it's kind of put you under pressure.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people in the industry will say, like, this person sold out. They don't sound African or South African anymore.
Yeah.
They're trying to please another market and etc.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that is a true thing in the music industry, or like, if like for you for example, do you feel like you'll keep towards your roots for the rest of your career, or you'll try branch out to other things? Because I don't think it's a wrong
thing to try. I understand you now.
Yeah.
And it's actually a big debate going on now in the industry. You know, you'd find someone CD who's not it's not black.
Yeah.
That was so hard. Okay. I'm like, what do you say when you're not black? using, what's the word for ethnic? There's another word for using home languages. What do we call it? Vernac.
Vernac.
Sorry,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So there's a big debate going on right now that you'd find someone having a whole CD and there is literally not even a single song of Vernac. Mm. And the question is, are you the artist? And if they're not comfortable with doing that, that's them, you know? But the thing is, as an artistry, as a community as a whole, we need to fill up that gap, though. Okay. Let's not all breach up.
Yeah.
Someone has to do it, you know? Okay. I have nothing against people doing that because they're good at that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's their strong point. I'll make an example. Nesty C.
Yeah.
Nesty C raps in English.
Yeah.
And he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's amazing at it. And he's representing us very well at it.
Yeah.
Now, should we force Nesty C to rap in Zulu?
No.
He actually can rap in Zulu.
Yeah, he can.
I recently found out. He's actually a perfect example. So I would say there's actually Frank Cassino also raps only in English. So there's all those people. And I'm saying, it's important that if you are okay as an artist, we can only say and tweet so much about you and say, oh, you don't rap in Vernac, you've lost your roots and whatever. But you know yourself. Behind closed doors, you know what you do. And honestly, for me, it was really, there's not a lot of people at my age doing it. And for me personally, I was about closing that gap.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well then, I guess, again, without further ado, let's
Ubuntula, let me grab you.
Go into the okay. Wow. I'm just gonna turn off your mic quick. No, I'm kidding. Okay, no, cool. Let's go into that. So just very briefly, you said this is a bit of a different one. It's a house song, you said.
Yes, yes.
So sorry. So what is a little bit of motivation behind this one?
Ubuntula means world peace.
Okay.
In short, and
I think Mark knew that already.
No,
right?
I do, that's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, it means world peace. It is just talking about can we work together. It's a house song. So house songs are very repetitive. It talks about can we it's the truth.
That's
though
true, yeah.
So can we work together towards world peace, basically?
Okay, no, I like it. Okay, well then let's go straight in.
Oh my god. The dry humor in this room. We're about to bag it in mass, we sell them tool. But any sick again is in my band. Whoop, was in my band. We're about to bag it in mass, in the cabin. We're about to bag it in mass, we sell them tool. But any sick again is in my band. Whoop, was in my band.
Everybody.
I like that one.
You like that one?
I can see Dennis likes that one too.
I was hoping you'd dance first, but it's okay.
Who, me or you?
Nah.
Oh,
no. Mark, yeah.
Dennis he's really never moved likes my dancing.
His feet. I think Evan is
excuse
nice,
me?
Fair.
That's a gompies. If you fail a gompies, like, it's over for you.
Okay. You know what?
Were you going to try and say gom?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can try.
Okay.
Gom. Gom. What? How? Say it again? Okay. Fine.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't, you make it so hard for me.
So you make it hard for yourself.
No, okay, I don't have
why
any
do you
options.
Keep doing this thing to yourself?
Because I don't care.
Oh,
like you said, you gotta own your shit.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, no. After that, it was really cool. I really liked that song. It was again also in Zulu.
Yes.
For those out there like me who don't really know much.
What's going on?
No, that was cool. I found myself
you
almost
found
dancing.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Cool. So, unfortunately, that is all we have time for today for your segment.
Thank you so
although
much for having
although it was
me.
Great. You're very, very pleasure. Welcome. So, for the listeners out there and for us, where can we find you and your music?
My music is available on all digital platforms, your iTunes, your Google Play, your Spotify, everything is
MySpace,
there.
MySpace, Instagram,
you know,
Twitter.
Just, is there MySpace? Does,
no, I was kidding.
Oh my God.
There's no MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm just like, are they still there?
You sorry,
just search.
Mark's still living in the 2000s.
Very
2000s,
possible. So. Very possible.
Don't be jealous.
And you just type in my name, Zete, Z-E-T-H-E. And on Instagram is Zete _. Is everybody okay in this house?
Yeah, we're all good.
Okay.
We're all
good. On Instagram, it's Zete_M. On Twitter, it's Zete_M. On Facebook, our Facebook page, it's Zete with the full stop. I also have a YouTube channel where you can catch my live performances.
Dope.
And like sometimes I talk about random things that musicians go through for the fun of it.
Hey.
And my YouTube page is Zete. Is it? It's just Zete. Actually, yes.
Okay.
It's just Zete. So, yeah. And what else do you want to know?
No,
like
that is more than enough. Thank you.
No, I refuse. I refuse. You can catch me June 16 at Northwest Bethany. And I'm going to be launching my EP in Joburg, doing a Joburg launch.
Nice. That's cool.
On the
thank
20th
you.
Of June at the Orbit in Bramfontein.
Yes, cool. Viva Josie.
Josie Amandla.
Yes, definitely. That one I actually know what it means. Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
And here we now have Cocoa Butter Kisses.
Don't ain't nobody know, but my clique cover like ghosts. Chillin' in the rose, ski flows, close, enemies closer. Wear the same clothes every day like you supposed to. I'm just a kid who's not really a kid. And told some really bad fibs, it's hard to forgive. Man, I'm sorry, mom and dad, I'm just tryna live. Tell them bloggers if they see me get out of my business. What is this, misfits? They rich kids, I spit. The quickness I beat you, it's only physics. You want this stuff and I live it. I live on the moon, come visit. Yo, appreciate this. I'm sorry, dog, I don't fit it. I'm different, dog. I wear dresses. I'm not upset. You don't mess with my style, cause this stuff's impressive. I keep it like this. No diamond ring or necklace. So why you jokers keep hating? I write myself on the set list. I don't care that I'm not accepted with who you thinking is cool or who be rapping the freshest. Huh? I'll always just be neglected. Dang. Man, I make this music for y'all. Ain't no one really messes with me like that, but like. Who needs it? For my republic I stand, mistress of all.
Wonder who's all ready to go? Who's all ready to go? Higher up, higher up, say higher up. Tell me who's all ready to go? Who's all ready to go?
Wow, that song. It really, really hits the spot.
resonates with you, eh?
It does. Yo, dude, oh, that song resonates with
you. Who was in that song?
No, I'm kidding. It's that's Jaden Smith and Kid Cudi, bro.
Thank you. Cudi.
Another pronunciation.
You know what? I'm bad at butchering.
Yeah.
Mark, you can't be presenting on shows.
I'm sorry, who are you? I'm kidding.
Fair enough.
Okay, no, but yeah, guys, welcome back. We are into our next segment, Steam Training Away. We have a piece of shit in the studio today.
I'm kidding.
We got my main man, up and coming artist, Cade.
Wish good. Thanks for having me.
Cade with a C, yeah?
Yeah. The only way how you spell Cade.
Yeah, no, that's the best way.
Any Cades with a K out there, you suck.
Okay. Anyway, well, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
No,
and I believe you do have a song for us. What is it? What have you got for us?
So
better be good.
I made a lot of music like in grade 10, 11. It was a hectic time. I was moving schools and stuff. I've moved schools quite a bit.
Yes.
I've been to more schools than I can count with both of my hands.
Hectic.
So yeah. Okay. It's when I first came to Joburg. I was busy recording off the side of a laptop off my dad's Mac. So obviously the quality and stuff isn't that great. This year I invested in music equipment. So I've got a proper home studio and shit like that. So EP coming out on the 15th of June, whole lot of better quality stuff, just released a Dappy Freestyle and stuff. Yeah, but this track, like I said, the quality wasn't the best on this stuff, but the message is pure.
It's cool.
On Visions. Yeah. We got Visions here.
My vision's too crazy.
All right. Shit. Okay. Let's get into that. Let's play some Visions for you guys. And then after that, I believe you might dabble in a little bit of that freestyle.
Mark,
if you have to.
Mark dropped it on me today. He was like, "Okay, just send me a beat. You're gonna freestyle in like 5 minutes." So
no, because that is the only way.
Yeah, fair enough. That's how you prove.
We need to see if you're gonna make it or not, and that's how.
I don't need to show nobody I can make it.
Shout out to you.
Thanks, bro.
Okay. Well, before we go into that, is there anything about this particular song that you want to, you know, get out there before people listen to it?
This one was basically just about, as the title says, visions. I mean, it's basically me looking into the future, speaking about, like, where I'm planning to go, how I see my future going.
You said this was written how long ago?
This was written in grade 10.
Grade 10.
So,
how old are you now?
Now it's my 18th birthday in a month, bro.
Dope.
Yeah.
Hectic.
Yeah.
Better catch that fucking invite.
Nah, I don't like you, bro.
No. Didn't you get an invite? I got one as you got into the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? No, like when I asked him to come onto the show, I think he gave me an invite.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But good try.
The hate is real. Yo, okay. Try. But no, it's cool. Let's go into the song of yours.
Here is
Visions by, what is it, Code?
You know the name.
Realist, I just kill it, take my digits, call me when you're done with your kid, shit on some real shit, yeah, be careful with that mentality, I put my mind to it and make it my own reality, it's sad to see all these sheeps running down the same road, temperature slowly rising, yeah, I'm about to overload, like I've been thinking about my future a lot lately, visions of my success, they got me going crazy, don't get it twisted, I done been through my own struggle, but that just means when I got it that I'm tired of empty promises, problem is I'm a part of it, moving
try to wake you up, but you thought you too cool. Ice Cube, I'm calling it A-N-W-N-A. I'm on it up, 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 and away every day. Man, I stay getting better. All types of cheese coming in. Got a cheddar, mozzarella, hella, hella, hella. Yeah, I'm hella good at what I do. I'm the best at this age. I ain't even started making moves. Like, I've been thinking about my future a lot lately. Visions of my success, they got me going crazy. Don't get it twisted, I done been through my own struggle. But that just means when I got it that I'ma stay humble, humble, humble. Humble, no boy, don't make me come over there now and pop your bubble, yeah.
Damn, bro.
That was dope.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was expecting it to be a lot shitter. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't. It was dope. I really, really dig that. The beat was fire.
I didn't make the beat, so I can't really take credit for that. But I mean...
I'm kidding. Yeah. But wherever you found that shit, bro.
Nah, bro. You know, a lot of rappers these days are just using like YouTube beats and shit. Because,
yeah.
I mean, South Africa, like, if you're looking for producers, there's a lot of producers like... South Africa has its distinct sound, bro. So there's like all of that South African trap shit that they make, and then like obviously there's all of the house, and that's why South Africa has such a vibe. Because I mean, I know you spoke about the lady before. What was her name again?
Zete.
Yeah. She was speaking about how like people lose their roots or whatever in the rap game or the hip hop game.
For
and
sure.
Stuff like that.
For sure.
But I mean, if you're really trying to be the best, bro, you can't. Like, to be honest, you can't be. If you want to get to like if. For me, if I see myself being in a position of like a Kendrick or a Cole or something like that, and I got to grind towards that, I can't be making beats or I can't be rapping on beats that are like South African vibes because nobody else is going to fuck with it, you dig?
Yeah, for sure, bro.
So, yeah.
I mean, okay, yeah. So, are you then trying to be the best?
Bro, I'm not trying to. I envision myself as the best already.
Okay.
I just need to show everybody why I'm the best.
Yes.
You feel?
That's very powerful stuff. I
so,
think that.
Yeah.
Self-confidence, man. That's
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah.
So we wanna, yeah, we wanna hear that self-confidence as well in your freestyle.
Get it?
See how it goes.
So then, just a little bit. I know this was the topic. This was supposed to be the topic discussion of the show was young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
But we kind of got a little lost side in the track, music. Yeah. But it's cool. So just touching onto that a little bit, like how. What is your hustle on like a daily basis with like, you know, building yourself as a brand? What is your entrepreneurial strategy if you have one?
So like when I started out this shit, I was making music in a very naive way. It was like I make music, I'll drop it, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, everyone's gonna love this shit, I'm gonna blow up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, as the shit went on, I saw like, for instance, there's YouTube videos, there's some guy named Rob something something. He does this YouTube thing called Smart Rapper.
Yeah.
And he basically gives you marketing tips on how to market yourself as a rapper. So, like, it can be small things from, like, every day you go onto Instagram, make sure you like 100 photos, make sure you comment on 15, and that already draws attention
people,
to
okay.
your...
It's like, the engagement.
Just that small kind of stuff, bro. And, like, dude, wherever I go, I'll be playing my music. Even my boys be playing my music. So, like, the other day we were at Andicio's and, you know, Julian was playing a track in the car and some oak heard the shit and he was like, hey, bro, your shit is dope. I want you to do a show at AGOG. So I was like,
serious?
Dude,
that's
this,
cool.
Yeah, I was like, dude, let's do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and the networking, that's a very big,
yeah,
that's big factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
definitely.
Joburg is the place to be for that shit.
For
bro.
Sure,
yeah.
bro. Like, I can yeah. definitely agree with that.
100%.
But okay. I'm a small town kid, though. I'm from a very small town in the Eastern Cape, East London. So yeah, Joburg's been taking a bit of adjustments. It's quite a fast lane, but
keeps
yeah.
you on your toes, man. That's what
yeah,
you need,
for real.
Especially
yeah, for
if
sure.
you want to be like an entrepreneur.
Definitely.
I think that's the best place to be.
So then, speaking of you know, staying on your toes, why don't we throw you into that freestyle for a bit?
Throw me in, bro.
Oh fuck, bro! I'm gonna throw you straight in. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Alright, let's get it.
We have Dr. Dre, an instrumental.
In the studio, is Dr. Dre here.
Hey, yeah, no, he's over there. He had to come on, like,
yo,
I had to get
up,
him on.
Yo, what's up, Dre?
Hey, Dre, what's up, good? What's good,
up?
Bro?
We'll talk about those free beats later, man.
okay, here we go.
Let's get it. some real shit. Yeah, I'ma let the beat ride for a little bit. Yeah, let's get it. Listen, yeah. Okay, the music industry is getting rougher and rougher, and your competition is just getting tougher and tougher. But bitch, I knew that shit already, and I heard it all before. But watch me hop up in this bitch, don't take the kid for no sucker. Yeah, cause I could really go and spit some tight shit, the type of shit that the realest ones be fucking with. Yeah, he's been through so much, I know, but guess what? Bitch, I come out with just a scar on my face despite it. I got them listening, like, did Cade really write this? You and I both know I'm telling it, don't try to fight it. If I call the dogs in the night, they gon' pull up to the party, and you know that they don't bark. Yeah, they bite, bitch. Watch the kid do some crazy shit, like go and make it over oceans. I've been riding my own wave, you know, going through the motions. I had to cut some people out my life, cause they was hazardous. You can watch me blow up like explosions. I ain't gotta tell you I got talent, bitch, you already knew this. You might notice a few things change like a flow shift. Oh shit, K, your new track's a hit, but don't tell me none of that shit, cause boy, I already knew this. Just because you doubt your future, don't try make me end up mine. Yeah, I've been smoking lately, sitting on cloud nine, like I'm smoked up. That's where I'm doing lines, but I ain't coked up. Nah, boy, I'm trying to write these rhymes, so go get yours, cause I'm just trying to get mine. Trying to break bread with my homie, shit, like one and dine. Yeah, I seen your bitch in the VIP section. If you saw her too, oh, you could've swore that she was mine. Yeah, old school shit, you know what I'm saying? Every type of beat I hop up on, boy, I slay it. Yeah, and the people going crazy every time that they play me. It's K, yeah. For real, for real.
Damn, bro. Well done. Well done. Yeah. Applause all around. Shit.
Woo.
Yeah, bro. Nah, that was dope. Thank you. Thank you for that. I needed that in my life.
I got you. That was all the house and Zulu stuff.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I was getting at, like, at the beginning. Like, such a diverse, you know, guest list. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Go straight from Afro jazz into, like, you know, up
and coming. Try to keep the people interested, bro.
For sure.
And if you didn't he is white. So,
If you couldn't hear it, if you couldn't hear it.
Joe Berg's own Eminem. Yeah.
Nah, that was dope, man. Keep doing what you're doing. 100%. Where can we catch you if we...
So I got a single on iTunes, Spotify, all of that kind of jazz, you know what I'm saying? But mainly all my music's on SoundCloud right now. I know all of the cliche about SoundCloud rappers and whatever, but don't sleep on me, boy. It's not like that. I'm not just any SoundCloud rapper. So yeah, you can find my music on SoundCloud, search Cade Barnes, or even just Cade. I'll probably be the first name that pops up.
Cool.
But also, yeah, on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, just search Cade's Brain. That's C-A-D-E-B-R... No, shit, I can't even spell anymore. C-A-D-E-E-S-B-R-A-E-N. That's it.
B-R-A-E-N.
Yeah, it's an anagram for Cade Barnes.
Oh,
but then,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so I had that name for a little while, and then I was like, you know what, fuck this shit.
okay.
I don't really like this name.
No,
so,
I get you. You gotta change it up if you're not feeling it.
I switched it back to Cade, so right now it's just Cade. So when I upload my EP, which I'm planning to do on the 15th of June.
Nice, we'll keep that date in our
diaries. Yes, that'll be released as just Cade. So C-A-D-E, done with all of that. C-A-D-E, all of that shit.
Okay, I get you. Oh, yeah, but bro, thank you so much.
That was dope. Yeah, man, I wish you all the best coming on, in the future, yeah.
But now, we have one more little conversation to get into, which is why Dennis Sau is here. He is the
king. I was actually himself. Here to help out. But
yeah, no, you were here to help out. That was the main reason, but in terms of content.
Into the nerdy shit.
This is the man. Cool. This is the man to come to.
Yeah, so, okay, obviously, I represent my company called Geek on Fleek, which we do marketing, design, and YouTube videos. So, mainly what I've been doing over the past month or so has just been keeping everyone posted. As you know, comic books, Marvel films have taken over the industry.
Bro. Definitely.
Black Panther is the new thing, guys.
For the past 10, 15 years. So I've literally, what I did is I did a whole recap watching from, you know, the Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 1, where it all started, all the way to where we are now. It's about 18, 19 films.
Oh, that's
and
a
there's
lot
still
of
more
hours.
Coming out. So definitely. There's Ant-Man coming out, Ant-Man and the Wasp, which ties into Infinity War. So, like, I don't know if it's right for me to say spoilers or no spoilers, but if you haven't seen Infinity War, unfortunate for you.
If you haven't seen Infinity War, what are you doing?
You gotta get on that. So yeah, there's a mad titan there. His name is Thanos, and he's pretty much wiped out half the universe. So pretty much what I do is on my videos, I just explain my sort of ideas of why I think certain things are happening. And yeah, that's pretty much where it goes from there. So like there's some really cool movies that have come out as well. Deadpool's just come out too.
Yo, I've seen that shit as well.
Which
dope,
is incredible.
Bro.
Ryan Reynolds has done an amazing
it's
job with
gory.
That.
It's a bit gory.
It's R-rated, man. That's what it is about.
But he said it's a child movie, bro.
No. Deadpool's definitely not a child movie. It's an R-rated film. And then obviously to the Star Wars fans, Solo, A Star Wars Story. It's about Han Solo, one of the pilots of the Millennium Falcon, one of the most famous planes from Star Wars and etc. But definitely. Yeah, if you guys have any questions or anything on that, we try to address it as best as we can on our YouTube videos. I do my best from there. I would love to answer questions, but we kind of out of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, any for another day can definitely do that. But yeah, it's a big moment in the world right now in terms of if you're a comic book fan, if you're a nerd. If you're not, you can join in the fun as well. But yeah, that's what we do.
For sure.
Even
for
rappers
sure.
can be nerds, just by the way.
100%.
So. Okay, Cade.
The biggest okay. nerds are actually rappers. Okay.
Dude, right, I love the Infinity War, dude. That shit was
yeah,
deep,
you
bro.
Love that shit. Okay, well, then, unfortunately, we are out of time, as Dennis has said. So here at the Millennial Gen, thank you all so much for listening.
Thank
if
you.
If you want to get hold of this podcast again, be sure to go onto cliffcentral.com and download it again. It will be up on Monday, and you can also find it on our own website www.themillennialgen.com. if you have any other questions, just check The Millennial Gen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
I forgot to mention my Instagram. So one is Cade_Barnes and the second one is Cade011, and that's it.
All right. 011.
And here is Code J Radical.
Peace and love. CliffCentral.com.